Welcome, everyone, to Heartbeat Theater. This is your host, C.P. McGregor, inviting you to be the guest of the Salvation Army for the next half hour. Our star this week is Charlie Lund. Our story this week is set in a town called Springvale, but it could have happened anywhere. It reminds us that no matter what we look like or what we believe, we are all friends and brothers. And that's what we've titled our story, Friends and Brothers. Our story was written by Milton Kahn and stars Charlie Lund as Sam Sagawa. Here now is Act One of Friends and Brothers.
Good afternoon, Mr. Morgan.
Hi, Sam.
What would you like for lunch today? You want menu?
Oh, no thanks, Sam. After all this time, I've just about memorized the menu of the Painted Lantern.
Oh, yes. You are best customer of Painted Lantern.
And I was your first one, too. How long has it been, Sam?
Oh, 15 years now.
Oh, been that long.
Oh, yes. 15 years.
Time sure flies.
People of Springvale... Sagawa and me.
Well, no reason why we shouldn't be. You and the missus have been a great asset to our community.
Oh, thank you.
Running this successful restaurant, helping out on community projects, serving free meals to servicemen coming through Springvale. Frank would have been proud of his father and mother, Sam.
We are proud of him. He fought and died bravely for his country. America.
Yes, he did. You know, I remember Frank when you first came to Springvale. He was a good boy. Never got into trouble.
Oh, no. You know, Mr. Morgan, tomorrow is Frank's birthday.
It is?
He would have been 35 years old. Mrs. Sagawa and I, we will take flowers to cemetery.
Sam, would you mind if I sent some in the name of the Chamber of Commerce?
We would be most pleased. Thank you.
Well, that reminds me. You'll be back in time for the CC meeting, won't you?
Oh, yes. We go for just a little while. Half hour, maybe. Mrs. Sagawa also has a meeting with Women's Home League of the Salvation Army.
Don't I know. My wife's working with the Home League, too. Great little bunch of women, the Home League. Been doing a great deal of good for some of the poor folks around town. Taking care of their kids, supplying them with clothes, helping the mothers with their food problems. Yes, sir, Sam, my hat's off to Major Dennis and the Salvation Army.
Oh, yes. Major Dennis is a fine woman.
Hey, look at the time. If I don't have some lunch and get back, the bank will be looking for a new manager.
It was very thoughtful of you to bring over this wonderful percolator, Mrs. Sagawa. It'll come in most handy. But you didn't have to make a special trip. You could have brought it to the meeting of the Home League tomorrow. I know how busy you and Mr. Sagawa must be at... the restaurant.
But for a party tonight, you need something for coffee, yes?
Well, we could have managed with what we have. But since you were so thoughtful, thank you very much. This is much better.
You are welcome, Major. Mr. Sagawa would like me to ask you if there is something else you need for Salvation Army or something we could do for you.
No, thank you, Mrs. Sagawa. You and Mr. Sagawa have been more than generous with your contributions and your financial donations. We could never begin to tell you how grateful we are for everything you two have done for us.
We are most happy to help Salvation Army. We see what good work you do.
Thank you again. Yes?
Bonjour, Major Tennis.
Good afternoon, Mrs. Costia.
Mrs. Sagawa. Come on, stop.
Thank you, Miss Casciano.
How's the business at the Painted Lantern? Good, eh?
Oh, yes, thank you. It's very good.
Bueno, bueno. Sometime I come by a restaurant and show you how to make good Italiano food. Chicken cacciatore, lasagna, antipasto. You like that, eh?
I think so, yes.
And sometime you must bring some of those dishes to Home League, Mrs. Casciano. I'm certain the ladies would find them most enjoyable, and so would I.
Sure, Major Dennis. Anytime you want. You call me up on the telephone, and I fix you something extra. extra special.
It doesn't have to be special, Mrs. Casciano.
It's for no trouble, Major. With me, cooking is...
I'm sure it is.
Maybe tomorrow I'll fix something for a meeting of Home League, huh?
Fine.
You come to Home League tomorrow, Mrs. Segal?
Oh, yes, I come. But first, Mr. Segal and I, we go to a cemetery to put flowers on grave of sons.
Oh, yes, sir. Last month we put flowers on grave of our son, Antonio.
Tomorrow would be your son's birthday, wouldn't it, Mrs. Segal?
Yes. You remember, Major Dennis.
We try to remember all such occasions in the neighborhood. As a matter of fact, we sent you and Mr. Segal a card just this morning.
You never forget Frank's birthday. Thank you, Major.
The Major sent us a card, too. The day we took the flowers to Antonio. The Salvation Army remember everything, everybody.
Just a reminder to let you know that God remembers all his children, Mrs. Casciano.
Do you put sign in window we not come back until dinner time?
Yes, Amishi. I took care of everything.
We not stay long in cemetery?
No. Mishi?
Yes?
You miss Frank very much.
I think about him many times. I do not grieve for him anymore. It's like he's still in army, somewhere in foreign country, or maybe visiting. No, I do not miss Frank. But I never forget him.
It is same with me. Yesterday, Mr. Morgan told me how much he liked Frank when we come to Springville to live. Everybody liked Frank.
Yes. Frank was a good boy. Not like others who race around streets in hoppy jalopy.
Others are not bad boys, Mishi. They just like to have a little excitement.
Ours, you make excuses.
Perhaps if Frank was alive, he would have hoppy jalopy too.
You would let Frank drive automobile like that?
If that is what he wished to do, I think so.
Perhaps you are right. With Frank, I would not have worried.
You are a good woman, Amishi. You were also a good mother. I think that is why the others like Frank so much.
Sam?
Yes?
Do you think they like us because they are really our friends? Or because we are Japanese and they wish to show others that they accept us.
They are our friends, Mishi. They are good friends. It would make no difference what we are.
Yes, I feel that, Adventure. It is good to have a real friend.
When I spoke with Mr. Morgan yesterday, he said...
Look.
What?
That automobile which come this way. There's one of the jalopies.
It is almost as ancient as... Honorable grandfather.
Those boys drive so fast.
It is way of youth, Mishi. Nothing goes slowly for them.
They drive too fast.
They will slow down.
They do not see us, Sam.
Why do they not look where they are going?
Sam, they do not slow down.
They must slow down. They do not.
Let them pass.
I cannot. I'm on edge of road now.
They will hit us.
Why do they not?
Sam!
Mishi. Mishi, are you... Oh, Mishi.
Don't try to move, Mr. Segal.
Oh.
It's Major Dennis. The doctor said it would be all right for me to stay with you for a little while. But you mustn't try to move. You were badly hurt.
Mishi. Mishi is dead.
She's only gone home, Mr. Segal. Have you forgotten the words of the Bible? Whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Your wife will always be with you.
But first, Frank. Now, Mishi. We were going to put flowers on Frank's grave. Today is his birthday. Now he is gone. Mishi's gone. And I am alone.
You're not alone. You still have us, your friends. You must remember that.
Yes. Friends.
Now I think you'd better try to sleep. I'll stop by again later.
Oh, painted Randall, how can I...
Oh, don't you think about your restaurant. First, you must get well. Goodbye, Mr. Sagawa.
Oh, yes. Goodbye.
How is he, Major?
Is he conscious?
He's conscious.
Oh.
But still in a state of shock.
Oh. Only yesterday, I speak with that wonderful woman. I tell her, I teach her how to fix. She can touch a toy. And now I can't believe it's so fine. So good. And Sir Picasso.
We will all miss her.
I spoke to the doc.
Yes.
He said Sam will be here in the hospital for quite a while. One leg may be permanently injured, but outside of that,
Dr.
Sam
Parker
will be eventually okay.
Dr. Parker wanted in surgery.
What about the restaurant? If Mr. Sagawa is going to be here a long time...
He mentioned it to me just now. With everything else on his mind, he's worried about this restaurant.
There must be some way we can help him.
I will help. You want me to do something?
I'm sure everyone will want to do something, Mrs. Casciano.
You're right, Major. Everyone will want to help.
Well, what are we going to do?
Well, I'd say the best way is to get everybody together and find out. Call a town hall meeting.
An excellent idea.
I'll call Ed Wilkes at the Courier and have him put a front page notice in tomorrow's paper. Then at the Chamber of Commerce meeting tomorrow, I'll have the radio and television boys put on special broadcasts all day to let the people know about the meeting.
And I'll tell the Ladies' Home League about it, too.
And don't forget me. I got lots of neighbors who like the Sagawas. I tell them about the meeting.
Good.
Don't you worry, Mr. Morgan. We find some way to help Mr. Sagawa.
Yes, Mrs. Casciano. I'm sure we will. You awake, Sam?
Oh, yes, sir. Come in, please, Mr. Morgan.
Thank you. I brought a couple of friends with me. The doctor said it'd be okay.
Hello, Mr. Sagawa.
Oh, hello, Major.
Buongiorno, Mr. Sagawa. Come on, huh?
I'm happy to see you, Mrs. Casciano.
You feel a little better, Sam?
I do not hurt so much anymore.
Oh, that's fine.
I have missed you the past few days, Major.
I'm sorry, Mr. Sagawa. I've been meaning to stop by, but I've been quite busy.
Yes, of course. It was selfish of me to think...
We've all been busy, Sam, all your friends and neighbors.
That's me, too.
And it's all on account of you.
Me? I do not understand.
Sam, we'd like the keys to the painted lantern.
My restaurant?
Mm-hmm.
Why do you want the keys?
Because we are going to run the restaurant for you until you get out of hospital.
You are, but...
We had a meeting at the town hall day before yesterday, Sam. Just about everybody was there. We told folks what happened to you and how you were going to be laid up for a while. The painted lantern, you know, has been the most popular restaurant in town. And everybody agreed it would be a crime if it stayed closed. So, we decided to keep it open for you. We three were delegated to tell you.
But how? Who will do cooking? Who will wait on the table?
It's all arranged.
Everybody's going to pitch in.
The Ladies of the Home League and I will do the cooking.
A lot of us businessmen will take serving shifts.
And wash the dishes.
And wash the dishes.
And my Antonio, he's going to be cashier.
But...
Oh, now you don't worry, Mr. Sagawa. He don't put any money in his pocket. If he does, they're going to have to put another bed in here for him.
Oh, butter, you cannot prepare food like Mrs. Sagawa. Like she make a soup, a chicken, a rice?
Maybe we don't make a soup and chicken with rice like Mrs. Sagawa. But we're going to serve a minestrone, chicken cacciatore, and a risotto. Like a Mrs. Casciano make.
And when Mrs. Casciano isn't preparing Italian dishes, Mrs. Swenson will prepare Swedish dishes, Mrs. Flaherty will prepare Irish dishes, and when Mrs. Mueller takes over the kitchen, the menu will feature German specialties.
That's right, Sam. It looks like the painted lantern will be taking on an international flavor. What do you think of that?
I do not know what to think, my friend. All I can say is I thank you. I thank you very much. You will also give my thanks to others. We're such a good friend. I will get well pretty soon.
Of course you will.
And do you know?
Yes, Mr. Sagawa?
I think Mishi likes to thank you, too.
So ends the first act of Friends and Brothers, starring Charlie Lung. The basic events of the story we're presenting for you now really happened. Names and places have been changed, of course, but the wonderful spirit of this community is real and has set an example for all of us. And that's the point of our story. And the point that the Salvation Army has been striving to make to the world since its inception. Men are brothers and friends. And when a community can band together as Springvale has, or as many other towns and cities have done, to help one of its citizens in trouble, it helps to show that maybe things aren't quite so bad after all. The Salvation Army has been quietly proving this point for years and intends to go right on proving it. And for one very good reason. It works. Why not try it for yourself? Now, Act Two of Friends and Brothers, starring Charlie Long as Sam.
You know, Sam, for a guy who got smashed up a month ago, you're getting around okay with that cane.
Oh, is that so surprising to you? As I once told you, that because of kindness and thoughtfulness of all of my friends, I would be leaving this hospital sooner than you expected.
And it looks like you were right. I talked to the doc, and he said you're making a surprising recovery.
He will be sorry to see me leave.
No, I think he'll be as happy as the rest of us. Here, let's sit down on this bench, Sam. Okay?
Oh, yes. Mr. Morgan.
Don't you think it's about time you started calling me Paul?
Oh, thank you. I was wondering, Paul?
Yes?
I have been meaning to ask. Boys who were in the other car, their accident.
Well, what about them?
They were not hurt badly.
No, outside of a couple of broken arms and a few fractured ribs, they're okay. But don't you be concerned with them, Sam. As soon as you're out of here, we'll get you a good lawyer.
No, Paul.
What do you mean, no? Those crazy kids hadn't run into you.
I do not wish anything from them. I do not wish to punish them for what happened.
But
I think they have suffered enough. They will have to spend the rest of their lives with the memory of what happened to me and the mission.
Well, not everyone is as forgiving as you are, Sam.
It is the way I have lived all of my life. One cannot live with bitterness because of what others have done. Should I hate the people of Springvale because American flyers drop bombs in Hiroshima and Nagasaki?
Well, no more than we should hate you because Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor.
Then you feel as I do.
Oh, yes. I suppose I do at that. But that isn't why I came to see you, Sam.
So?
I have a business proposition to talk over with you.
A business proposition?
Concerning the painted Latin.
There is something wrong at the restaurant?
Wrong? Oh, I should say not. Business couldn't be better. As a matter of fact, it's too good.
Too good? I do not understand.
Well, your restaurant has become famous, Sam. We've even had customers from out of state who've heard about the Painted Lantern's international cuisine. Yes, sir, business has been so good, there's only one thing for you to do.
Yes?
Expand, Sam.
What?
You know Chris Young.
Oh, yes. He owned a radio repair shop next to the door of my restaurant.
Well, Chris was waiting on tables with me at lunchtime, and he agreed that you should enlarge the Painted Lantern. That's why he's willing to sell his shop.
He would sell
it. He'll let you have it for a good price, Sam. Practically give it to you. And the bank will let you have the money for 4% interest.
I have never thought of Roger Lethrum.
Well, with all due respect to you and Mrs. Sagawa, business has never been like it's been the past few weeks. I wish you'd think seriously about expanding, Sam. I'll handle the money for you personally. I'll talk to Mel Tucker, George Lester, and some of the others about the construction work. I'm sure they'll do it for you for cost.
You think it is a good idea, yes?
Yes, I think it's a fine idea. It'll not only be profitable for you, but... Well, it'll be good for Springvale. It's about time Springvale had something it could brag about.
It already has something of which it can be proud.
No? Well, how do you mean?
It's a wonderful thing it has done for me. What the people have done. What the Major Dennis and the Salvation Army have done. This I will brag about the rest of my life.
Well, it was the least we could have done for you and Mrs. Sagawa.
I am certain that Michi is most thankful as I am, Paul. You know... You and others will always be most welcome as my guests at my restaurant. At my new restaurant.
Then you want to go through with the expansion of the Painted Lamp.
I think so.
Good.
I cannot have Springvale with nothing to brag about.
You've made a wise decision, Sam. I'll talk to Chris Young and drop all the papers. Yes, sir. By the time we're finished with the Painted Lantern, Springvale's really going to be on the map. You know, Sam... I wouldn't be at all surprised if Duncan Hines put the Painted Lantern at the top of his preferred list.
Mr. Morgan.
That's fine, Frank. Tell Mel Tucker to get it up over the front door right away.
Mr. Morgan.
Huh? Oh, yes, Mrs. Castellano.
What's the matter? There's still hammer. Any minute, Mr. Segawa, they're going to be here.
Oh, I know, Mrs. Castellano.
He's going to walk into the restaurant, and she's not going to be finished.
No, you just take it easy, Mrs. Castellano.
Take it easy, he says.
The men are putting on the finishing touches. Now, how's everything in the kitchen?
Oh, everything is bocca bueno. Mr. Slouchy and me, we decide tonight for grand opening. We have the two dishes special.
Oh?
Spizzata Rimanzo. And the corned beef and cabbage.
Well, now, the customers will have quite a choice, won't they?
Si. But the spizzato they will like the best.
I'm sure they will, Mrs. Castellano.
Now, I think maybe I go back to kitchen. I got to show the ladies how to make Italian food.
What's so amusing, Mr. Morgan?
Oh, hello, Major Dennis.
May I share your amusement?
Of course. It's Mrs. Castellano.
Oh.
There seems to have been a little professional jealousy in the kitchen.
Yes, I know. When Mrs. Castellano and Mrs. Flaherty get their respective tempers up, well, anyone who was within a block of the kitchen an hour ago must have heard the whole argument. But it's all settled.
Yes, so Mrs. Castellano told me. Well, all I have to say is we'd better pray that an equal amount of customers order whatever it is Mrs. Castellano has whipped up, as do Mrs. Flaherty's corned beef and cabbage. Or we're going to have to call in the U.N.
I'm sure everything's going to work out just fine.
Oh, I hope so, for Sam's sake. Do you know if he's left the hospital yet?
Yes, I called there myself. The nurse who answered the phone said that Mr. Segawa checked out about 20 minutes ago.
Good.
She also said that Chief of Police Barnes picked him up in his car, so that they should be here any... That must be them now.
You hear a siren? Mr. Segawa's a-coming. Tell everybody Mr. Segawa is a-coming. Hey, everybody, Mr. Sagawa's a come.
Well, Major, shall we join the others?
I think we'd better. You know, I'm as excited about all this as Mrs. Castellano is.
Oh, I doubt if anyone could be that excited.
This is going to be such a wonderful homecoming for Mr. Sagawa.
Yes, it is. He's a terrific guy. He deserves all the luck and success I know he's going to have.
Indeed he does.
You can see him. Kids, how does he look? Does he still have a cane? Oh, let me see. There he is.
He looks fine.
Oh, look at that grin.
All right, folks. All together now.
For he's a jolly good fellow. For he's a jolly good fellow. For he's a jolly good fellow. Which nobody can deny. Welcome on, Sam.
Well, Sam, it's all yours. Look around. How do you like it?
Oh, what's it? What can I say?
You gotta make a speech.
Of course. Speech.
Oh, 30 years ago, I come from Japan to America with Michi, my wife. We do not speak English except for a few words. In the United States, we have a wonderful friend who gives me a job. Year later, he died. Michi and I, we have nobody. No friend or no relative. We are alone. But we like America. We decide to stay here and to become a citizen. It is not easy. First, we must learn to speak in English, but we study hard. I work in the day, and in the evenings, we go to school. We learn about the United States, about the government, and what it means to be American citizen in land of the free. Then we take examination, and we become citizens. But when Pearl Harbor is attacked, we are not wanted, Michi and me. Somebody paint on window of a store, Japs and the dogs not allowed. We are unhappy. We are American citizens now, and we are angry and ashamed at what has happened at Pearl Harbor. But people do not stop to realize we are American citizens like them. They say, you are Japanese. Go back to Japan. But we do not go back. We stay in our home, America. We sell store, and we move here to Springvale. Here we are only Americans like everybody else. And when we have accident and I go to hospital, I find out how many friends we have. How many friends and brothers. It is a wonderful thing you have done for me. And I thank you most humbly.
Yeah.
You have done this for me. Now I do something for Springvale. In a bank, in savings account, I have a $500. It is money Michi and I save for vacation someday. Now, Major Dennis.
Yes, Mr. Sagawa.
I know you and people of Salvation Army work hard for a long time to get youth center built in Springvale, which is much needed.
Yes, we have.
Here is bank book of savings account.
But what?
In memory of Amishi, I would like to start fund to build youth center so boys and girls have some place to go, so they do not have to race around streets in hoppy jalopies. I know $500 is not much money, but...
It's more than enough to start the youth center, Sam. When we let Springvale know that it's to be built as a memorial to Mrs. Sagawa, well, your $500 is worth a lot more than you think.
Well, I should think so.
Now, how about being the first customer in your new restaurant?
Oh, thank you. That would be great honor.
All right, here's the menu, and I'd like the honor of taking your order. Now, what are you going to have, the corned beef and cabbage or the spezzato di manzo?
Let me look for you.
Mr. Sagawa, what are they going to be, huh?
Just a moment, please. I think I have a hamburger and a cup of coffee.
Oh, hamburger! Oh.
That was the final act of Friends and Brothers, starring Charlie Lung as Sam Sagawa. Be sure and listen in again next week for another Heartbeat Theater story. Heartbeat Theater is a presentation of the Salvation Army and is one of the programs selected to be heard by our men and women overseas through the worldwide facilities of the Armed Forces Radio Service. Until next week, this is your host, C.P. McGregor, saying thanks for listening. And have a happy week ahead.